at Franklin, Louisiana, on a sugar farm. And I weighed cane there for about a month and a half or 2 months. That was when I was 18 years old. And they raised a lot of hogs there, and a lot one thing and another. And they fed the people that came in, you see. The labor and extra labor they fed it there had a regular boarding house, you know. And they'd pay us so much in boarders. And they killed, at the boarding house, or killed 3-4 big hogs every day, every other day, I believe it was. And that old Frenchman, he would always right there and catch that blood and make blood pudding. Oh, they called it something else by the name, but they made blood sausage, and I don't know, but I never could eat it. He said, "You must be a Baptist." That was a great dish with them, you know.
Did you ever take the liver and cook it and grind it up and make a dish out of that?
Well, we used to fry the liver. I never did care very much for pork liver. I love beef liver. I can't eat very much of it, but then it was cooked right, just kind of, just get it marinated done, not quite done. I like for it to be kind of thick sliced and kind of smothered like.
Uh-huh. Now, the juice from the head cheese, you might take that with some cornmeal or some liver, part of the liver, and would you ever mix that up with cornmeal and let it get cold and then slice it and fry it?
No, not that I ever knew anything about.
Well, now when you got your milk, some thick sour milk that you keep around was...
Well, it was mighty hard to keep from having sour milk in our day and time, because we milked our own milk, and in summertime we had no way to keep it cold, and sometimes it'd be clabber for night. It'd be so hot.
Would you ever make any cheese out of that?
Oh yeah, we made cream cheese out of it occasionally. Well, we drank that clabber. A lot of times we'd, instead of putting sugar in there, we'd pour some syrup in there and mix it up and eat it like that. Eat it with cornbread.
And you catch your butter too long, you say the butter's got...
Well, it gets rancid one thing or another, but at home, we never, butter never did get old at home. But whenever we dined, 10 of us, dying children and Papa and Mama, and what butter we'd make, well, is made before breakfast, churned before breakfast, and eat breakfast time. Mama wanted to save any for cook with. Could like making cakes. She always liked to make cake with butter. Well, she had to hold that back, you know. But no, butter never did get rancid at home. Cream might get old. They save it up for several days or something like that.
Would it start to smell in some way? Would you say it started to smell funky?
Yeah, it did have a odor to it. Sometimes it got too old.
Yeah. You ever hear people say it started to smell funky or something like that? Or you know what that means?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's rancid-like. That's right. But then it never did get that old round.